Hey there, you are listening to a feed from cchits.net, and this is the weekly review show for 1st January 2017. In this show you will hear 10 great tracks that we played over the past 2 weeks. The show for today contains tracks which may not be considered work or family safe. Today's first track is from Stoneface Priest and is called Rocky Road.
He does a run up and down in and he dance just a draw off the shirt, girl. Why I?
Rocky road, rocky road. My system can overload, 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 overload. Riding this long pan a rocky road. Riding this long pan a rocky road. Riding this long pan a rocky road. I'm riding this long pan a bumpy road. My brethren them long gone done. My sister them long gone done. I'm tired, I'm worn out, I can't take no more. You know, now, now. But still I must get to the borderline. Lord Almighty. Riding this long pan a rocky road. Riding this long pan a rocky road. I can't get no rest in place. Get no food finium. No man get no water to quench my thirst. Yeah, now, now, now. I walk in the burning sun. The storm gets so brutal now. I hold on, I hang on, I got to survive. Dan Carlos say we can't stop now. Riding this rocky road. Rocky road, rocky road, rocky road. My system can overload, 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 overload. Riding this long pan a rocky road. Riding this long pan a rocky road. I'm calling your Rastafari. I'm calling your Rastafari. To guide my soul, will give me some rest in place this time. I need it now. The nights and the days them come, the wolves and the leopards come. I hear from a distance now, the sound of the drums them call. Riding this long pan a rocky road. Riding this long pan a rocky road. See ya.
You have been listening to Stoneface Priest with their track Rocky Road, which is released under a Creative Commons by attribution, no derivatives license. Moving on, we have Race Car with their track Nashville.
Been riding on empty a little too long. Sheep's in the meadow and the pigs in the corn. And I'm living my life like a country song with a boring melody. I done gave it all but they want more. Give a call to the girl next door, cause I seen her once, thinking sure we'd make great company. And we'll hear George Jones at the Orchard Lounge, and we'll grab a truck and we'll cruise around. Ernest Tubbs got the golden sound, and he sells it there for cheap. When Nashville, that's the place I'm gonna be. up in Nashville with them old honky-tonks and melodies. Short vacation is all I really need. Up in Nashville, Tennessee. So fill it up, boys, and head it out. North of here, but it's still the south, and the barbecue's gonna melt your mouth. Ain't no tea unsweet. Well, I'm headed out from the morning light, running up across the borderline. Gonna make it there before neon lights bring folks out on the street. And we'll hear George Jones at the Orchard Lounge, and we'll grab a truck and cruise around. Ernest Tubb's got the golden sound, and he sells it there for cheap. When Nashville, that's the place I'm gonna be. Up in Nashville with them old honky-tonks and melodies. Short vacation is all I really need. Up in Nashville, Tennessee. Up in Nashville, Nashville, Tennessee.
You have been listening to Race Car with their track Nashville, which is released under a Creative Commons by attribution, non-commercial, share alike license. Remember that you can vote for any track in today's show by visiting cchits.net/weekly/2017-0101. Moving on, we have Sound Statues with their track Admire and Human Eyes.
Well, you
that it was a Creative Commons by attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives licensed track called Admire, Humanize by Sound Statues. Up next is Through 10 Walls by Burn It's Baby.
Through 10 walls you gently breathe, a rhythm only known to you and me. I would scratch these bricks away, so through the hollows you can hear me say, I have seen your misery, how you've always had a hold over me. Eyes so wide to blind the fates, but your sleep has kept me so awake. Ten walls you rest alone, buried shallow under precious stones. It won't be too long before guilty hands come knocking on your door.
A Creative Commons by attribution, non-commercial, share-alike licensed track called Through 10 Walls by Burdette's Baby. They're listening to a feed from cchits.net. If you like any of these tracks, you could vote for them at cchits.net/weekly/2017-0101. Up next is Five Tasks of Grief by Michael Hare, in the track which may not be considered work or family safe.
I have on my refrigerator the most depressing piece of paper. It stays there, fastened by four magnets, one on each corner, as if to say, "Yes, I want you and the ideas you represent in my life, but Don't go flapping around drawing attention to yourself every time I walk by. This piece of paper is called Five Tasks of Grief. It arrived in a flurry of mailings from the hospice that helped me care for my mother during her last 3 weeks of life. And while it took me a couple of days to realize it, all this mail arrived right at the 3-month anniversary of my mother's death. So maybe this was some sort of bereavement check-in time. Which makes sense. Because the first morning that this mail started to arrive, I'd been awakened by the sound of my deceased mother's voice calling my name in a half-awake dream. I spent the first hour of that day sobbing in my bed, really unable or unwilling, really, to move. You never know when these things are going to hit you. But I guess those hospice people do, because this piece of paper arrived just in time. The page is arranged into two neat columns, one titled Tasks of Grief, and the other Goals for Healthy Bereavement. I should stop here and mention how badly I'd like to mock this piece of paper with its airy-fairy language and guidance toward healing, but the truth is, this piece of paper kicks my ass every time I look at it. I mean, it fucking stings. So right when I want to crack a joke, my throat clenches up. The sides of my mouth force themselves down. My lip quivers, and it's to the couch or the floor, or whatever is most convenient for a good sit-down with my feelings. Now, I'm the type of person who avoids these so-called emotions at all costs, though as a child, my mother often reminded me that I was different and that I was more sensitive than the other kids. While that may have been her euphemism for "You will suck many cocks in your life," at the time, it made me feel like she got me in a way that no one else did. The call came on a Sunday night. It was really a text message from my brother. Even though all it said was, "Check your email," I knew. This is it. June 20th, 2012, what made me grateful. We made it to Arizona today. Mom wouldn't answer the door, so my sister climbed the short fence and entered the apartment through the unlocked sliding door. Seeing my mother's skeletal silhouette in the doorway to her bedroom was shocking. She's not well. Not well at all. But I'm so happy we're here for her. June 21st, 2012. My brother arrived yesterday. His presence helped us over the hump of asking our mom some serious questions and getting all of us honest about what is really going on. She has a massive tumor on her lung. "Huge" was the word we read on the radiology report that lay abandoned on her kitchen table. The three of us sat in her room and told her that we wanted nothing but to help her in exactly the way she wanted to be helped.
Task number one, to accept the reality of the loss. Assist loved one with unfinished business and saying goodbye before death. Dressing the body for burial. Attending the funeral. Visiting the gravesite.
June 23rd, 2012. I'm grateful for getting hospice set up for Mom and how kind her doctor's assistant was with my brother and me. I've decided to stay as long as I can in hopes that she can die at home in her own bed. I'm grateful for being in the moment as best I can. June 24th, 2012. I'm grateful for talking to Mom about what she wants us to do with her stuff when she's gone. This opened up the conversation about what she wants us to do with her body. The talk was so hard, but my tears gave her the chance to mother me once more. I'm so thankful for being on the other side of this conversation. It's such a relief to be perfectly current and not have to avoid saying what we both know to be true. She is dying.
Task number two, to experience the pain of the loss, allowing sad feelings, crying, allowing angry feelings, talking and writing, telling the story, exploring guilty feelings.
June 28th, 2012. Mom had me show her best friend Bonnie each item in the closet to see if she wanted any of her clothes. Under ordinary circumstances, this would have annoyed the crap out of me, but yesterday, I was so happy and touched to be a part of this bittersweet exchange between my mom and her best friend. I'm grateful for walking Bonnie back to her apartment with her bounty of clothes from my mom. She was so sad and started crying when I hugged her goodbye. A 40-year-old man and a 60-some-odd-year-old woman crying in each other's arms. Everything is so sad right now, but I'm still happy to be present.
Task number three, to adjust to an environment in which the deceased is missing. In time to dispose of the belongings of the deceased. Develop new skills and coping strategies.
July 3rd, 2012. I'm grateful for seeing Mom decline further. This feels like a terrible thing to say I'm grateful for, but I know she is so unhappy living this way, and her steady decline means that she might have some relief sooner rather than later. I'm grateful for my friend Jeannie's advice to call hospice last night. I was freaking out, afraid I'd given Mom too much morphine. The on-call nurse said, "At this point, there are no mistakes. We just want her to be as comfortable as possible until it's time for her to go."
Task number four, to integrate the meaning of the loss into one's life. Spiritual and philosophical discussions. Spiritual and philosophical readings. Reflection, prayer, meditation, life review, writing.
July 4th, 2012. I'm grateful for waking up in the middle of the night to give medicine to Mom, and how it reminds me of the countless times she did the same for me. I don't want to get all Elton John on you guys, but that's some Circle of Life shit right there. I'm grateful for how much my mom's nurse loves her. I'm grateful for how much my mom's friends love her. July 10th, 2012. My mom has entered the final stage of life. The hospice nurse, Erica, described it as a beautiful part of the process where she has one foot in each side. It was so interesting hearing her talk about death as a beautiful process, and it helped me to realize that I feel the same way. As hard as it is for us here on the human side of things to say goodbye, I truly believe that my mom is going to be in a really cool new phase of her spirit's existence. My friend Aaron and I have changed the term death rattle to heavenly huffs. Much nicer, right?
Task number five, to withdraw emotional energy and reinvest it in another relationship. In time to begin attending social functions, to be able to say, there are other people to be loved, and that doesn't mean I love the blank any less. Thank you.
July 11th, 2012. My sweet mom passed away last night at 7:15. She went so peacefully, and she seemed to be comfortable in her last couple of days. I'm so happy she got to leave this world in exactly the way she wanted to. That's all for today.
Task number one, to accept the reality. Task number two, to experience pain. Task number three, to adjust to an environment in which the deceased is missing.
Task number four,
to integrate the meaning of the loss into one's life.
Task number five,
to withdraw emotional energy and
reinvest
in another relationship. To accept the
task
reality
number two.
To
task number three.
Pain of the loss.
To
adjust to an environment in which the deceased
task
is missing.
To integrate
the meaning of the loss and
task
withdraw emotional.
Task number three.
Task
to accept
the reality.
Task number two.
Task number two.
Task
number
three.
Task
number
three. To adjust to an environment in which the
to integrate
the meaning of the loss.
Task number
three.
Task number
two.
Task number
three.
Task number
two. Task
number
two.
Task number
three.
Task number
four.
Task number
five.
There are other
task number
three.
Task number
task there are
other task
number
task
number
two.
Task
there are
other
task
number
task
number
task
number
five.
Task
number
one.
There are
task
number
two.
Task number
three.
There are
task
number
task
number
task
number
task
number
two.
Task
number
three.
Task
number
four.
There are
other
people.
Task
number
five.
Task
number
three.
Be loved.
Task
number
there are other people
to be loved.
Task
number
there are other people
to
task
number.
There are other people to be loved. There are other
people
to be loved. There are other people to be loved. And that doesn't mean I love blank any less.
That it was a Creative Commons by attribution, non-commercial, share-alike licensed track called Five Tasks of Grief by Michael Herron. Up next is Crimps and Tears by Williams and Vedder.
Can you feel the pain? Crying like a crimson rain. Lifetime couldn't heal the way I feel on this deep and lonely day. Lord, it's been raining. Raining 40 days and the same endless nights. I'm drowning in a sea of sorrow. Springs from this heartless wheel. Crimson, crying crimson. Oh, it's crimson rain, crying, Lord, I'm crying. Crimson rain, he cursed the heavens, he cursed the seas. If I thought it would do some good, this one thing I know, I'm gonna cry these crimson tears. Cry these crimson tears. Cry these crimson tears. enter these blues, cry these crimson tears. Into these blues.
You have been listening to Williams and Vedder with their track Crimson Tears, which is released under a Creative Commons by attribution, no derivatives license. Remember that you can vote for any track in today's show by visiting cchits.net/weekly/2017-0101. Moving on, we have Roller Genoa with their track, Freak Show Demo. Listening to Roller Genoa with their track, Freak Show Demo, which is released under a Creative Commons by attribution, no derivatives license. And now let's play some tracks from the week before this. Here we have Kyle Cox with their track, Life is Good.
You don't believe me, just ask any one I know.
You have been listening to Kyle Cox with their track, Life is Good, which is released under a Creative Commons by attribution, non-commercial, share alike license. Remember that you can vote for any track in today's show by visiting cchits.net/weekly/2017-0101. Moving on, we have Zorro with their track, JWARRIORSSINGAMA Warrior.
Ura saka dalu ndize futu, ura saka dalu kuk Asingena yenda weni wongu mundu ya shibuza Senza njani ndava saizus Ama sambo isa wabulal Siaba bona baya tracer futi Mikey baya waste Ura saka dalu ndize futu, ura saka dalu kuk Asingena yenda weni wongu mundu ya shibuza Senza njani ndava saizus Ama sambo isa wabulal Siaba bona baya tracer futi Mikey baya waste Senga ma warrior Oh, sing on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi. Oh, Bakalele, sing on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi. Oh, Rasta, on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi. Akalela. Inkosi yenkosi nguThixo wothixo ohlele throne negolide nezithabe ezintathu ukuba umazi ungabuza uMandela inkosi yenkosi iphume Ethiopia indoda emfutshane ndithi zange bayikhonka tela yena nguyo wabetha uMussolini qala amataliyane efuna ukumbhukuqa owakwaSilasi owaRastaman ngamawarriya owaSilasi Oh, sing on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi. Oh, Bakalele, sing on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi. Oh, Rasta, on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi.
Rastafire, the Lucian Ghoul. Delegate to you, them a feast day in school. In whatever you are to, righteousness must be the rule. Can the Babylon and mislead you like a fool. Can't let them ride you like your name mule. You know say no for them a wolf in sheep wool. Straight from the devil enough man I get fuel. You know see a them a go and a them a quickly get screw. When things run for you, tell you sing I'm a warrior. Oh, Vasilasi. Oh, sing I'm a warrior. Oh, Vasilasi. Oh, Bakalele, sing on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi, yeah. Oh, Rasta, on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi, yeah. Oh, Bakalele, sing on my warrior. Oh, Vasilasi, yeah. Oh, sing on my warrior.
That it was a Creative Commons by attribution, share-alike licensed track. Called JWARRIORSSINGAMA Warrior by Zorro. Our last track for today is Something's Going On by Fader Hill.
Thank you.
a Creative Commons by attribution, no derivatives licensed track by Fader Hill, called Something's Going On. Remember, you can vote for any of these tracks by visiting cchits.net/weekly/2017/0101. Your vote will decide whether it makes it into the monthly chart show, which is available from cchits.net/monthly. The theme is an excerpt from GMZ by Scott Altim. For details, please visit cchits.net/theme.